The sandals are saved. Before Ting Feng or the other children had time to ask her what she meant, the little girl had rushed off down the big horse road. The children sat down, wondering how poor Ting Feng could ever get his sandals back. In a few moments, they saw the little girl coming back, and with her was a tall young man.
"Who is he? What is he going to do?"
the children whispered, but the little girl only laughed happily, and the young man said,
"Wait and see."
Then Ting Feng led the way to the road between ponds. When they came to the narrow street, the tall young man told the children to wait while he and Ting Feng crept carefully along the narrow strip of land between the ponds. "Now show me where the rope slid in," the children heard the young man say to Ting Feng. Ting Feng pointed to the spot. There was still the mark of the rope on the muddy road, like the mark of a water snake. And then, before the children could guess what was happening, the young man had dived into the pond. In a moment he was up again, tossing his hair from his eyes and smiling at the little girl, who was saying,
"Did you find them?"